We're on a mission to rid the world of bad video.
Bye-bye.
This is the DV Show.
Target in range.
Bad video sucks.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another edition of the DV Show podcast. My name is Brian. And in case you don't know who we are, who I am, what the DV Show podcast is about, thank you for hanging out. We've got some great information for you because we are the only podcast on a mission that rids the world of bad video. And that mission starts with two types of people, the video professional, which is probably you, and the business professional, which is probably you as well, because you know that video is important. And bad video basically sucks and doesn't do anything for you. Now, if you don't know anything about me, let me tell you in a matter of like 10 seconds, I've been in the video production world for a very long time, a little over 20 years. So I know my stuff, and I've also been involved more than that in the marketing world. I mean, video and marketing go hand in hand, especially today. And I am the person that stands there. And those two skills combined is a world of cool stuff in video production. And that's why I'm here to rid the world of bad video. Now, today, what I want to really talk about is, and the other thing that I do too is I'm an admin of the Video Editors Forum or group on LinkedIn, 200 plus thousand people strong. And just recently, we put a post up, a really, really, really cool post up, which is probably the most valuable learning experience ever on LinkedIn, at least in my impression. It's been full of shared wisdom and camaraderie. It's like every single video professional around the world sat down around a cozy campfire and exchanged stories and secrets of the craft. All kinds of seasoned video professionals and video editors came to this post and exchanged feedback over a question, all right? And that question basically was, editors, what are some common mistakes that you've noticed in amateur film and video editing? And it went off. The conversation was absolutely amazing. 283 engagements, a striking 21,000 impressions. It's been a meeting of the minds with 152 comments and still going. Again, we were unpacking that question. Editors, what are some common mistakes that you've noticed in amateur film and video editing? And if you are seeking to improve your skills, okay, if you're seeking to improve your skills and understand and practice, this is the place to learn really, really quickly and get your fingers on the pulse of what is going on in the industry. Video professionals from every single level, senior level mostly, came in and answered this question. What is the mistakes that you noticed in amateur and film and video editing? This rich discussion was absolutely amazing. And again, it's not going away. It's still running on LinkedIn as of today, as of this podcast. And it is so cool. Now, this is what we did that's even more cool. The marketing side of Brian, okay? So out of all of those comments, 152 comments, we basically, here comes the marketing side again, we took all of those comments and carefully sorted them out using artificial intelligence. And we pinpointed five major concerns that seem to trip up our editing adventurers the most, okay? So from these comments, we took out the sentiment, what was the common theme. We drew out basically information that's going to help budding editors sidestep the common hurdles and really let their creativity shine. So we took the comments. Let me pull up another screen here as soon as I get it up. And put it into a graph, and we figured out, again, the top six areas of concern that is a theme going on in all of these comments using AI. So again, professional and creativity was the highest concern amongst the group. Over 50 comments. learning and improvement around 20 comments, organizational practices around 35 comments, video quality and effects, editing techniques, audio quality concerns were a big one, but professional and creativity were absolutely huge, okay? Huge, all right? So let's talk about some of these areas on this graph. Let's take a look at this again. Some of the areas, let's go into audio and audio quality concerns, some of the comments that were made, multiple comments, actually highlighted the issues with poor audio quality, emphasizing the critical role audio plays in viewer engagement and overall video quality. Some comments were really, 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 really good, and I'm going to actually go into some of them. I know Jeremy Brent, who's been a contributor to the video editor group for a very long time, says audio is half of the viewer experience. Now, he's an expert talking about this. This is what he sees. And he's, you know, this is one of the top six concerns amongst the video editing community. Audio sees a lot of productions with beautiful shots and great pacing, but that audio is subpar. Viewers are far more forgiving for visual shortcomings, but shoddy audio is far more likely to send people packing. Okay, so that was one of the concerns. Another concern, going back to the graph again, if I can get it up here. Going back to this graph, let's show it again. Editing techniques and decisions. A lot of people were basically saying there's a significant focus on various editing practices, such as the overuse of transitions, incorrect pacing, and the importance of narrative structure. I mean, we're getting annoyed with some of these editing techniques and decisions. There was a comment, as soon as I find it here, let me find it for a second. One comment, what was really good, was talking about the TikTok. And let's see if I can find it on here. Some really, really great comments, I have to say. Cool tricks and storytelling. Here comes a comment from Lester Rowe. Cool tricks over storytelling. So many meaningless cool shots that don't add to the story or to the meaning. Scotty Yang talks about the general lack of understanding and of music and the ability to use a cue and pick up and pull the parts of the track based on dynamics of the story. Anyone can drop a track down and let it ride all the way through, resulting in a flat story. But a talented editor and storyteller uses music and sound to immerse the viewer in true emotive storytelling. And again, this is, it's a big issue. It's a concern. The biggest concern, again, we're going to show this graph. Let's go back into the graph again and take a look at this. I want to talk about this. Organizational practices, professionalism, and creativity are a big one, are really the biggest ones. And as you can see, professionalism and creativity. And there's really an undercurrent that in this post really started emphasizing the balance between professionalism, the proper use of music, the pacing and the effects and creativity. And the comments suggest a please stop it. Stop doing it. Cutting corners, relying too heavily on pre-made assets at the expense of originality and craftsmanship. So let's get into some more comments here. Richard Baker, all right, he is a contributor. He contributes a lot to the group. He says he keeps seeing ungraded footage being posted by people that don't know better, and he can only presume they use default settings on cameras like Sony Alpha, S-Log, do a wicked edit, but they don't grade it. Blows my mind. A little bit of contrast goes a very long way. Ikra talks about adding too many effects, transitions, even when it's not required, avoiding color grading, not using the right music and sound effects. Pacing, Christian De La Cruz says, it's unnecessary. Those are unnecessary effects. Sometimes a simple cut is the best tool in your arsenal most of the time. I love what Paul Di Natale says, organization or lack of it, which is the biggest theme in this entire conversation. It's a big newbie mistake. For the amateur, organizing the shoot materials and assets are often overlooked, and they just want to get into the creative process. But editing is a creative and a technical and an organizational workflow position, and to focus only on creative will come at the expense of an awful editing experience. Paul Nienenthal has been in this for a long time, and for him to drop information like that in the group is a golden nugget for us all. It's a sad thing, Paul says. PJ Jackson. It's a sad thing that no one, not even universities, teach the craft of editing. These days, a course in editing emphasizes the mastery of software. And Paul, you are so true. And we need to get back to sprocket holes and two machine tape machines techniques for at least a year and teach newbies how Simple Cut can blow your mind. It ain't about the latest effects packages. Scotty Yang talks about music again. Lester Rose, a very cool comment. Cool tricks over storytelling. So many meaningless cool shots that don't add to the story or message. And again, this is the ongoing theme. Jeanette Martinez, aside from cutting, the first mistake I see, and I was guilty of this in the beginning, is not organizing your footage and assets in your non-linear editor. That easily becomes a nightmare as a project goes on. Utilizing a folder structure from the get-go will help with efficiency in the long run. And we talked about Jeremy. He also talks about the audio there. Now, this is constructive criticism from a bunch of video editors, professional, and some of these guys dropping gems in there to teach, you know, to teach people who are up and coming is absolutely phenomenal. So I would highly suggest going on into LinkedIn, joining our group. And the big takeaway from basically all of this, the video editor group is what you should join, by the way. The big takeaway from all of this is basically keep your editing space tidy. Okay? Keep your editing space tidy. Your story clear. And remember that sometimes less is more. And these nuggets of advice from our video editing family aren't just tips. They're the stepping stones to creating videos that will make a heart. Anyone who watches, it will make them skip a beat. It will make a change. It will make an impact. And isn't that why we're in video production anyway? Is to make that impact? All right, so I'm going to put a link to the group in the show notes along with the specific link to this amazing post we've been talking about on this episode. And go check it out. Don't miss out on this chance to transform your editing skills and make your mark in the history and participate in this group. Everyone is so supportive. It's so cool. All right, join the conversation now and become part of that supportive community, eager to share, inspire, and grow together. All right, that does it for this edition of the DB Show podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a great time hanging out with you, and I cannot say it more than enough. Go check out that group on LinkedIn, Video Editor Group. If you need some help with that, just visit our website, ask a question, click that red button down on the bottom. We have people there to help you out, to guide you. But in the meantime, we'll put a link to that group in the show notes of this podcast. And until next time, we'll see you on the next podcast. Up later. Thanks for watching.
Video production just got easier. The DB Show.